You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Tell you this, mate, you've kept me amused during the lockdown. We've been doing this for 9 months. And so
12 months. We started in July of last year.
Okay. Thank you, Bib and Bub. So we've been doing this for 12 months. And I'm just about to start it because we always start at about 9 a.m. And you make a phone call to the delicatessen just across the road and you said, can you bring some scrambled eggs and 4 coffees? I said, mate, don't do it now because we'll be doing the podcast. Well, it won't matter, you said. When he walks in, we'll just do our business. I said, but we'll be interrupting the podcast. He said, well, who cares? I said, well, maybe the people who listen will care, Don. It'll be an irrelevant aside from what we're going to talk about. Which, incidentally, you said to me, so now, Don, you're becoming more vague and more vague by the day. You said to me, hey, I rang you up.
When did you ring? You never rang.
Oh, does it matter when I rang? I haven't got the date or the time I rang, but we spoke on the phone and you said, hey, I've got an idea. And I said, well, let's just bottle that. Let's just put that down on celluloid. You've got an idea, have you? You said, yeah, I've got an idea. Why don't we do 3 segments and then we'll do the interview and 2 half-hour segments, break it up. And I said, yeah, that's well done, Don. That's a good idea. And you said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, yeah, okay. Why don't we do just the normal chat about weekly affairs and topical affairs, and then we'll do 30 minutes on sport. So we get in here today, and Rocket Rod here, the podcast king, he says, I said, we're going to do 3 half-hour bits, and Don said, well, it was your idea. I said, I just told you it wasn't my idea, it was your idea. And I said, well, it's no good doing 2 half-hours speaking about general things, let's do 1 on sport. Is that correct? And you argued with that. How could you possibly argue with that? Which brings me to this, Don. I reckon there's a new television show for you. I was watching on Netflix a show called Travels with My Father about a man called Jack Whitehall, who is an arrogant, pompous, rigid man. I thought, it's not Jack Scott, is it? No, he said it's Jack Whitehall. I thought, you and Doug, your son, how about you travel around the world doing a doco on how fucked you are and how pompous and arrogant and unbending you are, because there's some tremendous asides about you have backpacked with your son, haven't you, before?
I've backpacked by myself as well.
No,
I've backpacked through Europe by myself.
And but you, and Don, the question was, you've backpacked with your son, haven't you, Doug, who incidentally is sitting just five metres away over here. And he said, well, you organised a backpacking tour through Europe and got the name wrong about where you were meant to go, and instead of ending up in the south of France at a little nice retreat, you ended up in up in the Swiss Alps because you spelt the name incorrectly and you got the wrong travel information. Is that right?
Yeah,
and
it was
so that
actually
is right.
What was it, I don't know where we were going.
That's what Doug said. You didn't know where you were going,
I
so you looked
going
up
past
the travel.
Lake Como.
Yeah.
On the train.
On the train, yeah. You're backpacking. And Doug thought, this will be good. We'll go to the south of France and sit out there and have some cheese and some wine. And suddenly you ended up in the Swiss Alps and you thought, why are we here?
And
you said, well, that's what the map said. You've spelled it incorrectly. You've got a letter wrong.
You've got to understand. There's 2 places, Lucerne and Lausanne.
But that's what I'm just saying. You got the wrong name.
We finished up at Lake Lausanne.
Doug's got his swimmers and his.
I wanted to go to Lucerne.
He's got his swimmers and his sunblock, and he's got his towels. And he thought, we'll sit on the beach. We'll sit on
the beach. Where?
Well, where you were going. We'll sit on the lake and we'll have a swim. We'll go. Might just do a bit of bonding. We'll go yachting. And when you arrived at, it's not Lucerne, but Lausanne or whatever it was up in the Swiss Alps, you thought, what the fuck are we up here for? And he said, give us a look at who you booked. He said, you've spelled it incorrectly. You've told the agent, the travel agent, that
no,
you want...
No, 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 I just bought the tickets at, what was that place in Europe, Italy?
Oh,
at the railway
Rome?
Station. No, up the top. Milan. Milan, hey, that's where we were, Milan. So I just... We went to the railway station in Milan. Oh, and
here we go.
A little bit confused as to where we were going.
That's right.
Lucerne or Lausanne.
What a... What so during the COVID lockdown, you could do this plan. You could do travels with my son instead of travels with my father.
I have since backpacked Europe by myself too.
Oh, yeah, well, we won't ask you where you went when you...
Well I went to Cresti Cromloff. You don't know where that is, do you?
Hello.
That's one of the wonders
the
of the world.
Arrived. Can you believe it? All right, Don. Okay, will we push on?
Would you like your coffee? The coffee's...
Yeah, so I'll have a... So you've ordered some scrambled eggs, I see, coming in on a plate.
Is that all right with you?
So you're going to eat them while I'm doing this, are you? Are you?
Well, you can talk with your mouth full. I think I'm going to try and copy you.
Did anyone pay for it? You paid for it. Did you rock it? Rocket Rod paid for it. Just write that down for a start. we'll get them. All right, so...
So what are we doing, sport or topic?
We're doing a general chat. And could I say, Tino, who is a very keen listener of ours, and he listens to us while he's out walking in the allotted hour, but he may be able to listen to the whole podcast, the guest, and the hour that we do, because he's allowed to go out for 2 hours now. Isn't that extraordinary? The things that you're allowed to do legally have suddenly been made illegal by this government. Anyhow, his name is, and see if you can guess who he's related to. His name is Dennis Wade, and he listens to us up in Horsham. Who do you reckon?
Doug Wade's brother.
Or Virginia Wade, the tennis player?
No. She's English. It'd have to be...
I didn't say what nationality he was.
It'd have to be Doug Wade's brother.
That's Doug Wade's brother, Dennis Wade, who likes to be known just as Dennis Wade. He doesn't like to be known as Doug Wade's brother.
Well, my father didn't like to be known as Don Scott's father either.
No, well, Dennis doesn't mind being called...
What about Doug?
Dennis doesn't mind being called Doug Wade's brother, but he is Dennis Wade in his own right. And he listens, and so, hello, Dennis. So he walks now, and he used to listen to the first hour while he was walking... Doug tells me, and he had to just sit at home and listen to the second hour, but now because he's allowed out for 2 hours, he can listen to the whole lot. Isn't that exciting?
Kim Bussell from Dookie also listens. So we could go right around the world with her.
Righto, come on, let's go.
Okay, and Barney McCusker, you know, the man from Mount Gambier, where is he from? Mount Gambier. He got in touch with me and he said, Barney's as sharp as a tack, he said... When we said last week that how'd you like to be Sharapova's spare ball that she sticks up her underpants when she serves, she hides the second ball up her underpants, and Barney said it wasn't Sharapova, it was Kournikova. And so we take that on advisement. Would you like to be Kournikova's spare ball when she sticks it up her pants? And that was a bit risque, but Barney thought that was extraordinarily humorous and chuckled for a long time about that. Do you know, Don? No, I'm asking you a question because you've got a mouthful of food. So do you know that Kournikova and Martina Navratilova and Sharapova, do you know why they all have A's on the end of their name? Do you know that?
Well, are they Czech players?
Yes, but why? Do they have A's on the end of their name? Because every woman's surname ends in A, and every male's doesn't.
In Czechoslovakia?
Well, wherever they come from.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes. I'm scared to be corrected. Yeah. I think all women's names end in A.
Where?
What's Martina Navratilova?
She was Czechoslovakia, so she's got Czech Republic now.
Right. Well, just Google that, Rocket. Rocket Rod's going to Google that. I think they're all end in A because that delineates them from men or from males, which is a worry if you're a trans person. You'd have trouble working out what you end your name in. So, Donald, here we go. I notice we're just going to do the COVID thing again. Could you tell me this? These are the stats. And if this is incorrect, you'll tell me. Well, this is the official stats. There's been 748 deaths in Australia from COVID. There's been 52 in New South Wales, 5 in Queensland, 9 in Western Australia, 4 in South Australia, I think 2 in Tasmania. In fact, I'm not sure there's been any in Tasmania. And there's been 661 in Victoria. If that is not reason enough for the governor of this state or the High Court or the federal government to come down here and dismiss the Andrews government for treachery or stupidity or both, then I don't know what would be a reason. And we are like battery hens down here. We are being guided by the most incompetent people you could imagine. And what is more is that no one will concede that they've made an error. I suppose if you apologise, that ramps up the chat that you, now that you've conceded you've made an error, maybe we should resign, I don't know. But how can you possibly keep going with a straight face and looking down the barrel of a camera? How many times do we have that sign language on the side of the screen?
Well, it's not that, Johnny.
That's sign language.
I don't care what political persuasion you are.
Nor do I.
But I think it comes back to a matter of trust. And Daniel Andrews, when he gets into a corner, cannot answer the question.
It's just what I said.
Well, I sort of said that. I mean, the modelling thing, that just amuses me. How do you, you know, just because you use
terminology. Because they lie.
No, it's terminology.
Yep, they lie.
And it's playing with words. And
they
so
lie.
It, you know, somebody who thinks a little bit has got a bit of a problem.
They lie.
Well, it's getting close to that, and I really don't like what's happened. We've gone over it before. Still, it hasn't come out about this hotel quarantine. And when he's cornered, it's not good. And also to get the, SES? Andrew Crisp also, you'd have to doubt him. His explanation wasn't too good under examination either.
Because they are just charlatans.
I think he could use better words than charlatans.
Well, do you know what charlatan means?
Well, tell me.
That's no, is it?
No, I didn't say no. I said, tell me.
A charlatan is someone who speaks, who doesn't tell you the facts and tries to... Fancy having a charlatan.
Come on, you've lost the meaning, have you?
A charlatan is someone who speaks about things and makes... go on, read it out.
A person falsely claiming to have a special knowledge or skill.
That's right, and there's another great word out called it's called ultra crepatorian. Ultra crepatorian. Look up ultra crepatorian. This was what he was likened to, Daniel Andrews. Ultra crepatorian, and read that out. So he said. Now listen to this. How can you take someone seriously? This was about, and this has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter per se, but when the BLM march was going on, he said it's not feasible. These are his quotes. It is not feasible to fine people for breaking COVID rules because there's just too many of them. This is when the BLM march was on.
Well, we're all pretty lax. We've got to go back to that stage. And I remember saying on this podcast, it'll go three ways, this, or two ways. We'll either lock down after the march or all restrictions will be lifted. Now, there was nothing directly came out of that march, but what did come out, again repeating myself, was a lackadaisical approach by everyone, us included.
Lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical.
Not lax, adaisical.
Thank you, Johnny.
Ultra-crepidarian.
Yep, what did I say?
Torian. Oh. Is a person who offers opinions beyond their own knowledge. It can also be used as an adjective describing such a person. The word is used in situations when someone is speaking as an authority on a subject they have only limited knowledge of.
Ultra crepidarian. Donald?
And you're right about the Czechoslovakian or the Czech Republic women. It's over. More, it's O-V-A.
Well, it's just got A on the end of it. They're all women. Did you know that?
Isn't no, that no, I've learned that today. Thank you very much. But talking about that, why, you know, the thing that really does frustrate me is that I don't think now these people are qualified to be doing what they're doing.
Ultra-crepidarians.
They are public servants, and what frustrates me is that business people are not in situations. So politics obviously doesn't attract them or appeal to them, otherwise they'd be there doing something. But I think we've got to get a more business-type person in government instead of career politicians.
Yes. Now, not ultra-crepidarians.
I'll just use one example.
People are diversifying, though, Donald, and they're laterally
thinking. The company that is doing all this rail work down on the Frankston line, they're there at the moment doing the level crossings and whatever else, they're testing their employees. They work in, I think, groups of four so that they can isolate. Those groups of four are tested. They have a mask and they're tested in the morning. 6 hours later, the results are text through to them.
A bit late, isn't it?
It's not. Six hours. Our turnaround, the government are doing it. They think they're doing a terrific job in now getting it down to 24. Now, you can isolate straight away and they're tested every day. Now, these guys are tested every day on the job in the morning.
So, if the results came back
6 hours later.
If the results came back 6 hours later and it was found that one or two of them had COVID, but they, in the 5 hours preceding, had spoken to 48 people. How would that be?
No, they're working in groups of four.
I see.
So you can still get the job done, which they are doing and still working, but they're working in groups of four. So that four are then isolated. And you find out 6 hours later and they're tested every morning before work. Now, why couldn't that be taken in other spheres of work in Victoria?
So people are becoming innovative, Donald.
Well, this has been going on for a while there, but the government hasn't
come
up.
Have they, Sam? Have they, John? Yes, they have, Don. People have becoming innovative. I was about to go on and say how they'd become innovative.
Oh, God. Don't worry.
That people have diversified.
Well, these guys are out there. If they don't become innovative, John, they do
what,
not.
They don't become what?
Innovative. You're a smarter. You've got no brains, but you love pulling.
I've got no brains. Yes. Give us that word again.
Innovative. It's not a case of words, it's brains, and you lack intellect.
What?
Well, you've got a command of the English only because you've got a retentive memory.
I just used the word innovative. Innovative, Don. And you said initiative.
Innovative, he said.
Innovative. Now, Don, are becoming. Becoming lateral thinking. This person who is a doctor at the top of Collins Street, he put in the surgery, in the window of his surgery in Collins Street a couple of months ago, he hung up a whole lot of watches, you know, as in wristwatches, Longines and Rolex and all those Petit Philippe, all those great watches. And this bloke walked in off the street and said to the woman, the receptionist, "I'd like to buy a watch." And the receptionist said, "We are a surgery and we do circumcisions, sir." And he said, "You do circumcisions? What have you got watches hanging in the window for?" She said, "What would you hang in the window?" And it was just a way to try and increase business, Donald. Get someone in on the pretense of buying a watch. So, man, how would you advertise that you were a surgery doing circumcisions? What would you hang in the window? So he thought he'll hang some watches in the window to have people come in and see if they can make a sale to tide things over so he doesn't have to go to Job Seeker.
Why would you ever get circumcised as an adult?
It just don't.
What's that, Don?
Why would you get circumcised as an adult? I think it'd be very painful.
But that's not really the crux of what I was talking about.
You idiot, as if I did. Real. You're an idiot.
Oh, dear me. So there we are, Donald.
I tried to stimulate a discussion.
No, you did, and you've done well.
No, I haven't. You've taken it nowhere.
And Brett Sutton,
he's a public servant.
He's a Buddhist.
Well, I don't care. He's a public servant.
No, I don't care. Good on him for being a Buddhist. But he said his Buddhist training, he said this, has helped him get through and understand the COVID virus better. Why don't we all become Buddhists? Because I don't understand why we're locked down. Why don't we all become Buddhists in this state?
You'd be great.
I'd be a good Buddhist.
You'd be a great Buddhist.
Yeah, Buddha. You look like Buddha, Donald.
Well, a friend of mine back when I was a young lad. Well, back when there was a real division between Catholics and Protestants. Do you remember that, Johnny?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, the mix and the proddies. He was going to marry a girl out of his religion. He was Catholic, she was Protestant, No, it's not a joke.
No, you hate when people do that.
No, I was just giving him a chance to go
He went and studied in his lunch hour the various religions, and he came up with this is going back 50 years. He said the only true religion is Buddhism.
Yep.
And he didn't marry the girl. He found a girl of his own religion. But he said, out of that, Buddhism is the only true religion, yet he was a Catholic.
And you've just answered your own question as to why an adult might get a circumcision.
What?
Because they
I was talking about religion.
That's right.
That's right.
A man might meet a Jewish girl.
Jewish girls.
Who would?
A man potentially might meet a Jewish girl.
They snap the top end of their dick off. That's part of their religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an uncircumcised Jew? Don, hello. Have you been around looking?
No.
No, but that's the. So, why is Buddhism the?
Well, that was his conclusion after studying all the various religions.
And did you ask him why?
He said that he, in his opinion, after studying all the various religions, that Buddhism is the only true religion. Now, I know nothing about Buddhism, but I do remember that.
Let me try this on you, Don. Driving instructors now have become not too familiar with the language, and they just tend to have double entendres, and they just look at language in a different way. And bloke said to the client that he had, he said, would you be able to make he's out in the car instructing people how to drive, he said, would you be able to make a U-turn? And he said, no, but I could make its eyes bulge. He was a farmer, and he'd actually misunderstood what the driving instructor was chatting about. And this is why we're having a lot of trouble in this COVID lockdown. He said, this entered into a discussion, and he said, do you know, he said, the farmers up in where he comes from are wearing kilts these days. And the bloke said, why? He said, because the sheep have got used to the sound of zippers. Now, I'm not sure if it's from New Zealand or not, but he said it's fraught with danger, this lockdown. He said there's people clamouring for every advantage they can get, and relationships have gone south, and so there's people out in the paddocks just looking at the sheep and the livestock.
You just said about the dangers of this lockdown.
Mm?
One thing we haven't brought up, and it's never brought up, but it's out there and it's in our society, is suicide.
Well, no, Dalton, we won't joke about that.
I'm not joking about it.
No, I know you're not, but I was told... A, directly, and B, indirectly, so I had it sort of confirmed that the suicides are definitely on the up, and if we had a phone number, we should read out every time you speak about suicide, you say if you need help, you can call this number, and Rocket's getting it up. This is a thing that is not mentioned, and probably why would it be, but speaking on the... what is the number?
131114.
131114. If you are
and you know
struggling.
The people who are more susceptible?
Farmers.
No, 6 out of 8 of the suicides are male. So 6 men to 2 women. So I know men don't have that ability, or very few of them have that ability to talk and amongst ourselves, but you've just got to do it. And especially in this situation. And when you live by yourself, It's not easy sometimes, and I think, our moods are dependent upon the weather. I find mine is, and sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, and it's not an easy period at the moment, but that's something
so that Tanya really Plibersek, look at. Tanya Plibersek, I was watching her being interviewed. Now, this struck me as, this just staggered me, this. So don't worry, we're not going anywhere we shouldn't be going, but Tanya Plibersek, who is the Shadow Minister for Education and Training. And she is a great advocate, and so am I, but she's a great advocate for the LGBT community getting into Parliament, diversity and inclusion and all that, and that's fine. And then the bloke interviewing her said, because it came up about... a woman was complaining about trans men playing rugby against the women, like a man transgendering into being a woman and then wanting to play in the woman's rugby team. And he said, what do you think of that? And she said, I haven't given it any thought. Can you believe that? Can you believe that a person in the government or a shadow minister in a government wouldn't have thought about trans sport in this day and age? Because I've said this a year ago, it's going to bedevil world sport sooner or later, that men who translate into being a woman, then want to include themselves in biological women's sport is going to turn women's sport upside down. And there should be a hard and fast rule about it before it gets out of hand.
I agree, but...
But what?
Well, they'll get their
fancy
way.
Fancy not
they'll
giving it any thought, she said. I haven't given it any thought. That would be about the foremost thing you would think about if you're into working out whether society was reasonably fair or not.
I'm glad you said you're a great supporter of the LGBTQ community.
Well, if she says she's trying to get LGBT people into Parliament, good on her. If that's what she wants to do.
No, but you don't know what I'm glad you said it, because I know that you are and you never say it. You let everybody run off with, twisting what you said. So anyway, I'm glad you said it.
Well, anyhow.
What are you trying to cover
him
for?
No, he's trying to say...
Well, because I know the truth, and yet he cops all this rubbish and he doesn't defend himself.
Well, he makes some outlandish statements.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't necessarily go about it the right way, but I know he is a... supporter of...
Well, I realise he's tolerant. I wouldn't be here if he didn't have good quality, but he just shoots off at
when
the
you're
mouth.
Done, so right,
well,
so
if you're a dickhead, I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
I think you've called me a dickhead several times on this very forum.
I have.
Yeah.
Well, it must be a term of affection or endearment. Otherwise,
term of infection.
If you were really one, I wouldn't be sitting here. I wouldn't even liaise.
Did you say a term of infection? You did. You said a term of infection.
Oh, you're an
meaning
idiot.
That dick's infected. Now, Don, please. So speaking of people's dicks being infected... I know you think I'm... Google this while I'm speaking.
Righto.
A Canadian doctor called... I know we've covered this before, but a Canadian... This is how...
This will be on another spoof account.
A Canadian doctor, this is not, a Canadian doctor called Teresa Tan, I think her name is, or might be Fan, Teresa Fan or Teresa Tan. I'm just waiting for him to get this up so you don't think I'm making it up.
Yeah,
a Canadian doctor said that when you're having sex, you're doing a bit of horizontal folk dancing, Donald, that you should be mandatory to wear a mask. Is that what it says? Canadian doctor says you must wear a mask when you have sex.
Yeah, okay. New York Post too.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's not...
That's the reputable news. Read it out, Rocket.
Sex can be complicated during the time of COVID-19. Skip kissing and wear a mask while having sex to protect yourself from contracting the coronavirus, Canada's Dr. Teresa Tan says.
Mm. Now, honestly and truly...
I shake my head.
Imagine getting hold of someone, man or woman or beast, at a function or a venue or at a restaurant and whipping them home, whether you're a man or a woman, so this is gender neutral, and you get the gear off and you're just primed up and ready to exercise the option, and we've all got to go into the bathroom to get our masks and strap them on. You'd lose. The moment would be probably lost, wouldn't it? would you reckon, Donald? Or do you wear a mask when you have
she's
sex?
She's the Chief Health Officer of Canada.
That's right. Yep. So, and this is, and Fauci, the Chief Medical Officer of the United States, said you should wear goggles. So we've got a mask and goggles on while we're having a root. What?
Gloves?
Well, no, he didn't say to wear gloves while you're having a
root. No, I'm asking the question. Gloves?
And you don't have to have, well, what do you think?
Condom?
Well, put a condom on unless you want to populate the world surreptitiously. But I'm not sure that you have to wear gloves, would you? What would you be touching?
Your partner.
But you've got a mask on and goggles and a condom on. You might as well just have a root in your clothes. Just do it through your fly. Seriously. I mean, where does it start and end? This is the Chief Health Officer of Canada. This bloke was talking in the pub and he said... Oh, no.
Okay. What about the Aboriginal flag? Did you see that last week?
No, I didn't. What happened
after our podcast that the Australian government had just come up that the Australian government should pay for the copyright of the flag, fair and reasonable price, a fair and reasonable...
FAQ,
frequently asked question.
An FAQ means fair average quality. That it means it's a government stamp that says it's... All right, for sale or for use in the public. FAQ, fair average quality. Look it up. Fair average quality. Well, look it up. It's a government term, Donald. So,
well, but no. The fact that the government should buy the flag. Now, why should... I'm just posing a question. The colours are red, black and with the yellow...
Yes, I know what the Aboriginal flag is, Donald.
Well, you could just change the colour around instead of... Whether it's black on top or red,
but they'd say it's too like. You can't. It's like saying Cadbury's chocolates. You can't say.
Well, there's a lot of flags that are alike around the world. If you go around the world, there's a lot of the New Zealand and the Australian flag are alike.
Cadbury's have registered the colour purple of their wrapper for chocolate, and someone tried to bring out a Cadlery's or something and had a different colour purple, and they said no.
Well, that's getting a little bit, if you're using the name and the colour. But
about Hungry Jack's with the Big Jack? It's a Big Mac.
Yeah. They're right onto that, all the copyright. How did FAQ go?
Mate, don't do this. You what know did that you're say? Right. Stop making me look up things where you know you're
so
right.
So Don says said it's... what did you say it was?
Yeah, well, no. Don.
Fair asking question.
Asking a fair and reasonable price for the copyright of the flag. Wouldn't it be, or...
So do you know what your greater theory is, Don, that all the stuff that we announce here, we're ahead of the curve, and all the news gathering from all the news gathering sources around Australia listen to this podcast, and weeks after we've mentioned it for the first time, they get onto it and start publishing it and broadcasting it and talking about it because we've brought it up.
Yeah, we didn't get out of the paper in the first place, though.
Yeah.
We didn't what in the first place?
We didn't get it out of the paper in the first place.
What else did you tell me that...
I've got another one too, but I'm not going to let this one go.
Yeah, let it go, Donald.
No, I can't. It's about the COVID virus and how it was contracted in Colac. But I'll just let it go at that.
Well, why would you bring it up?
Well, just a tantalise.
Oh, tantalise.
Keep going.
Tantalise. Tantalise. Don, please. You're the master of spoonerisms. Do you know what a spoonerism is, Don?
He was a doctor, wasn't he? Wasn't there Dr. Spoonerism?
Dr. Spooner. Dr. Spoonerism. His name's Spooner. That's like a Scottism. Your name's not Don Scottism.
Dr. Spoonerism.
His name's Dr. Spooner.
Well,
and do you know what a Spoonerism is? Do you know what a Spoonerism is, Donald?
Oh, shit, what? Tell me.
A spoonerism is when you transpose the words of the first sentence into the to the last sentence. For example, I've never heard anything more ridiculous in all my life gets spoonerized into I've never heard anything more relifulous in all my dick. That's a spoonerism. I've never heard anything more relifulous in all my dick. That's a spoonerism. When
you are a spooner.
You are a spooner. You're a spoonerism. Innovative.
I'm glad we talk about the subjects that you like. I tried to bring up and talk about the Aboriginal flag and the fair and fair. No, and we've gone on to spoonerism.
No, so the Aboriginal flag, that's so you're saying the government were listening to our podcast and decided that we would now try and not have the colours sheeted home to one particular company, but they are sort of for public consumption. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, I think it's an interesting question that they've got. I think the man should be compensated, but surely he's been compensated now for the design of the flag when he initially designed it way back when it was used in NAIDOC time.
So you're asking him to be fair and relinquish his rights, which he...
Couldn't he just change the flag around just a little bit? Because I think it'll cost a lot of money to get the copyright.
I would say they've probably looked into that, Donald, and you can't just change the colours around. Now, we were going to...
Well, because they all represent something.
Yes, but you can just put one on top of the other, which is red and black.
Sunset, you'll put the sunset above the surface.
The sun stays in the centre.
Yeah, but then you put the sky above the land.
Hmm. Yeah, well, what's... Well, it's red and black.
Yeah.
But it's a piece of art. Like, one is the sky, one's the sun, one's the land. Hmm.
Well,
Or you could do them vertically, so it didn't matter. You could do it vertical, so you didn't have to have one above the other head. You'd had them beside one another.
So you're lying on the ground.
We're doing your particular structure here. We've got just another topic to speak about, and then we're stopping, and then we get on to sport.
We've gone for half an hour already.
Yeah,
36.
Well, you spent half an hour trying to get you to eat the scrambled egg.
Well, I haven't talked about our friend. Sally Capp.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, she's being challenged.
Yes, by Aaron Wood.
Aaron Wood, yes. Who says that she hasn't lived up to her promises and hasn't delivered and been very soft with regard to the state government. I don't know what the Melbourne City Council could have done in relation to representing.
He said that she was too close to the Premier and wasn't. Forcing the issue with him about opening up.
Well, he also was critical of the tram zones or the free tram zones not being extended. Her representation also. I don't understand this one. The local version of New York's Highlined plan. No. What does that mean?
Well, when she was in here, remember, she was in here. And we spoke to her about that. That was her plan, is to put a whole skyline across the top of the city so people could walk through it a la some particular construction that had been...
Gardens, like rooftop gardens and whatnot.
Thank you, Rocket. So that is correct. But I would say that would be right down the scale of important things, but that was an innovative thing, Donald, an innovative thing that she came up with. The only thing I'd say about Sally Capp is that I would like her, and we said we support her, don't we? I think we said that. I said I do. I would like her to have been a little more forceful with the state government about relaxing responsibly some of the guidelines for businesses in the CBD, because it is rusting as we speak. It is just going out of...
Well, I thought I brought up a good point about those contractors who are working on the... And I think the government could use that. It's out there. Why don't they take notice of free enterprise?
Why don't they, Donald? Because none of the people in government have ever had free enterprise
and
never had a job in their life.
Exactly right, or never had to live on their wits and Exactly right. They've always received a paycheck.
That's correct. Now,
and talking about that, I was driving around my area and I can't understand. We've got, Jim's Mowing Service, and he was very outspoken about the fact that his franchisees couldn't do their job, yet I see council workers mowing lawns and nature strips and whatever else. Where's the differentiation and why are they given preferential treatment?
So, Donald, this is our great criticism of the government, no matter what political persuasion they are, there should be exemptions for these hard and fast rules. Why can you not go fishing? Why can you not go out in a boat on your own? Why can you not stand on a paddleboard or go windsurfing or play golf or tennis? Why can you not do any of those recreational things that would take the stress and the forbearance of what we're going through, it would take the stress off the general public. They make a hard and fast rule, and they do not look at it pragmatically. And that's the great criticism we have of this government. Now, would you like me to give you one other extraordinary piece of information that I thought was extraordinary and just shows you that we are mere mortals, us humans. We can learn from the animal kingdom. Would you like me to do this? There's a group,
we can learn from the animal community. I thought you were being sensible, but then there's a smirk. A smirk came upon your face.
This is dead set serious. Rocket can Google this. There's a species of bird called Veeris, V-E-E-R-I-S, Veeris. And this naturalist.
Veeris.
No, I don't think naturalist is, that's someone who takes their clothes off, isn't it? Maybe it's not. He wanted to know why this species of bird had brought their laying of their eggs forward 3 or 4 weeks on successive years after a 20-year study so that their chicks, listen to this, would be hatched 3 weeks earlier than previous seasons. And he worked it out. Am I right?
No. What is it? How do you spell it again?
V-E-E-R-I-S. Veeris. And he studied it, and he said that these birds travel from
North Pole, South Pole.
Yeah, no,
I suppose.
They're very close. They travel. Let me find where I've written this down. Veeris. They travel from Delaware in America to Brazil, which is
it's not that far.
It's 4,000 kilometers.
Yeah, it's
right?
A fair way, but it's
not that far for a little bird to. Well, and they said that they. After 20 years study, he realised and he got the weather patterns for the 20 years. Mm. And the times that they brought their laying and raising of their chicks forward coincided with the hurricanes forming across the Gulf, and that they didn't want their young chicks, when they could fly, to be flying through hurricanes. So they preempted the hurricanes and flew across there before the storms came in. How would they know when the hurricanes were going to come in?
It's the same as the kangaroo in Australia. It does not breed in droughts.
Okay.
Is it thirsty?
So
they stop breeding when they're thirsty.
So we've got all these satellites and all these meteorologists.
Exactly right, and that's
and the birds had the birds predicted when the hurricanes were coming and either delayed their breeding or they enhanced it or brought it forward to coincide with the fact that they didn't have to fly 4,000 kilometres across the hurricane path, and they all lived. And he said it was extraordinary, and they've worked out that the birds could predict when these storms were coming well in advance. What does it say? Rocket?
No, well, I didn't look up all that. Okay, you're right. Okay.
Now go ahead.
There's a bird called a veery, okay? Yeah. And a family of veery
yep.
are a thrush.
A thrush?
Yeah, you know what thrush is, Donald.
Yeah,
you've had thrushes at home, haven't you? Kookaburras, and you feed thrushes. And chlamydia, it's similar. It's a cellmate of. It's
well,
a flat,
thrush is related to chlamydia.
Yeah, thrush is related to chlamydia. So, am I right there about the birds going across to beat the hurricanes?
Oh, I didn't.
And they could predict
that.
When the hurricanes were coming, well in advance, like months in advance. How would they know that?
I don't think they're the only birds that do that. I think there is a few birds that do that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Nature's an amazing thing, John.
Amazing, Donald.
You wouldn't know, living in your high rise in the concrete jungle. You don't sit and observe.
Observe what?
Nature. Nature is a right. You know, you don't see it.
I watch it on the National Geographic Channel. Have you been to Africa?
What about those little falcons? Do you feed those?
Falcons
that nest They're in the CBD. No, that nest in the CBD.
I drive a falcon. Donald, have you been?
Well, they nest in the CBD.
Have you been to
high rise buildings?
Have you been to a game reserve in Africa?
No.
And you reckon I don't go? I've been three times to game reserves. I've been to the Okavango.
So why would you go? Why do you go?
To answer your own question, Donald, because I'm fascinated by greater beings than
but
us.
You're there for 5 minutes. You do not sit and study
minutes.
And watch.
5 minutes. I was there for 2 weeks. I've been sick three times. And I'll tell you what, the first time you go out in a Land Rover with a Botswana man or woman or person who drives the Land Rover, and there's just three of you or four of you in the Land Rover, and you come up before a lion, which you've never ever seen before, and it stands up in front of you. If you don't soil your jodhpurs, Donald, when it stands up, you're not fair dinkum. It is an extraordinary experience, one that you should experience before you drop off the edge of the perch. It's extraordinary. Mind-blowing.
I've got a ton of topics. No.
We'll do it after, I guess, the sports segment.
No, go on.
We have to.
We might as well go for another 5 minutes doing this. Come on, Donald. Well,
Josh Frydenberg, did you realise he extended the length of insolvency or something prior to...
Let's get this question correct, Donald, before we give an answer to it.
Before the COVID... He bought in an amnesty with regard to insolvency with regard to companies. Now, in Victoria, this is just going on and on and on. Now, I wonder whether that should be revised.
Don.
And how unfair it is to those people on the other side that are not being paid.
Don, why don't you start that again? I'm going to give you an answer to this if I can follow what you're saying. Start this question again. Did I realise Josh Frydenberg? Go from there.
You are a smart ass.
Did I realise Josh Frydenberg what?
Granted an amnesty.
Yes.
To those companies that are on the verge of insolvency.
Bankruptcy.
Or are on their way to insolvency.
Yep.
Now, should that period be extended, this was done back in March... We are now in September. How much longer is this period going for? And what about the people who are the recipients on the other? It's all right for the company to be insolvent. They get away with whatever. But what about the people that are depending on the money from these?
Do you know what I'm
going to
do, Donald? I'm going to take this on advisement and I'm going to encroach into our next sporting segment. I'm going to start off with that topic about Frydenberg. I'm going to think about it during the break because it's very good question. And when I understand what it is you've asked, I'm going to give you an answer.
Around streets late at night, I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again, I'm just crazy about you, babe.